Our scripture for our Ash Wednesday service is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give you a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O Lord, you will not be despised. May God add his blessing to this, our holy word. Would you pray with me? Father God, open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up, and may what is said, heard, and understood be pleasing unto you. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. So, like I said, tonight we want to try to tune the instrument of our heart for what is going to be coming up in this Lenten series. This psalm was written by David, and David here is praising for cleansing and for pardon. And he wrote this after Nathan had come to him, after he had gone in to Bathsheba. So in order for us to get in tune this Lent, just like those old analog radios, we've got to clear up the static. We've got to get rid of the static so that we can get tuned in. Now, a large part, I think, of this static are unresolved things that we may have said or we may have done. In order to take and clear out this static, we need to sweep them away by first finding out what are these things that are part of our static. We need to bring them to God, ask Him forgiveness, and ask Him to please toss these things in the garbage can. We don't do this out of guilt or out of shame, but out of a desire to repent, to turn away from the way that we have been going, to turn back to God. If you examine this psalm, David is obviously knows that he has done wrong, and he is asking God to please forgive him please cleanse him of what he has done and to set him right again. He's basically saying, look, God, I have these sins. They're causing static with my relationship with you. I want to get rid of them. Have mercy on me, O God. He's kind of pleading here, saying in this at the beginning, he's pleading not to be punished, not to be destroyed, so to speak. I mean, at this point, he is the king of Israel. And what happened to the king when God was not pleased with him? Saul. Out you go. So, David, again, he is asking for mercy from God. He is not asking for wrath. He is asking God to please take this away from me. He acknowledges his guilt. And then he says to God, you desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. See, again, I think what David is saying here is that, Lord, I want to get back on the right path. I want to get back in a right relationship with you so that I can take and I can do what you want me to do. And David also is expressing hope, and he is expressing confidence that God indeed will hear what he said and will cleanse him. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. And then the very familiar verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not chase me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. David knows he's in trouble, and David knows that God can withdraw his presence from David. He doesn't want that. He is crying out, please, Lord, don't send me out. Don't abandon me. I want to restore the relationship that I have had with you. And again, I relate this, to what I have mentioned before, in that Lent, this Lent, this Lenten season gives us a good opportunity to get rid of some of the static, get back in touch, so to speak. Turn back towards God so that we can understand both individually and as First Christian Church of Pulaski, so that we can do the things that God would have us to do. And like I mentioned, this whole journey that we are going to take over the next 6.5 weeks, we're kind of wandering around trying to find our way, and we need to stop wandering and start walking the path. that God would have for us. Tune my heart. Tune my heart like an old violin, like a worn down piano. I have been left out in all manners of weather. I have been left alone for far too long. So like a concert master with a steady hand, tune me up. Listen and learn the cracked keys, the broken strings. Memorize the forgotten intervals that even I do not know. And then, when we're ready, when this creaky heart is tuned, teach me, O Lord, a new song. Amen. I invite you to pray with me. Holy Creator, you fastened us.